This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 492, and today we're going to be talking about the complacent zone. Other people call it the comfort zone, but I think complacent is a much more powerful term to use for this state of existence. But before we begin, let's review what we talked about last week. So if this is your first time listening, it may give you some incentive to go back to last week's podcast. And if you've been listening all along, this is a good review. So last week we talked about a code of honor and how it's important to have a code of honor to live by. And the first step is to take a closer look at your life. Whom do you believe yourself to be? And you get this by either self-reflection or asking for friends and families to provide input as to who they think you are. The second step is to put thought into what you believe. What do you believe about life? What life is blank. People are blank. Money is blank. And you fill in these blanks, and this starts to help you come up with your beliefs. And then the next step is, how do you relate to people? Do you relate to them? Are you introvert, extrovert? Do you push them off? Do you hold them back? You know, how do you relate to people? And then the next step is where you question why you believe what you believe. And then you take all this and you formulate a wonderful code of honor with some other steps in there. So if this is of an interest to you, you can go to warriormindcoach.com, use the pull-down menu for the blog, find out where the code of honor podcast last week is hosted, and take a look at that. But here we go. Let's talk about the complacent zone. So, you know, when we set goals and set really good specific goals, what are we actually looking for? What is it about goals? Well, it's about change, right? Goals are accomplishing or doing something which we have never done before. So that means change. Change in our life, change in our attitude, change in our behavior, change in a lot of things. And change from a current state to a more powerful state. Again, goals. We need to grow. If we want to be able to set goals that force us to grow. And that means that in order for us to grow, we need to change. So the goals actually force us to change or to grow. And so what really is change? Change is something that moves us out of our comfort zone, our complacent zone. Change, right? If we don't change, we are sitting very securely, very complacently in this little sphere of our life, and we're just like cows in a pasture, content, right? We're there chewing our cuds and not doing much of anything. We're not out there adventuring, not doing anything. But change, if we want to change, it has to move us out of our comfort zone and our complacent zone. But let's stop for a second and let's talk about mental resistance. Because as we begin to change, things come up for us. We start to pursue something, and then we talk ourselves out of it before we get to it. And this is what I call mental resistance. And mental resistance is the conscious or unconscious rejection to change. Because this is the inherent problem with goal setting, is how it relates to how the brain works, is because we really don't like change. The ego doesn't like change. It likes things safe. It's saying, hey, you're alive so far. You've done things great. Just leave it around. So mental resistance is that phenomenon that happens when we start to think about setting a goal and start to thinking about changing to accomplish that goal. Recent neuroscience also shows the brain works in a protective way. This goes back to when we were hunters and gatherers. We would go into the forest and we'd walk a certain path, and we knew if we walked this path, we wouldn't be attacked. So we didn't walk the path. We didn't change. We didn't take a new path because the new path, the old path, provided us with safety and assurances of we'll get some food. So we have this is the survival mechanism in our brain. And it even works today, even as simple as if we want to lose weight, we want to gain weight, we want to make more money. It's change. It's something different than the way the brain has been thinking. And so when we set goals, we have to be prepared to work through this mental resistance. And so therefore, any goals that require substantial behavior change or thinking pattern will automatically be resisted. Our conscious mind will go, man, this is great. Let's get excited. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to gain this weight. I'm going to climb this mountain. I'm going to make this much money. But it automatically gets resisted by our unconscious mind. This is the survival mechanism because our unconscious and even part of our ego does not want to change. So it's automatically going to be resisted. So we need to be aware of that. If you're not meeting any resistance, the goal that you set is not really a goal. It's something that you've already done before, right? Goals have to be something you have never done before. And if it's something that, let's just say you weighed 200 pounds 5 years ago, and you're now 300 and you want to get back down to 200, that's really not a true goal because you've done it before. So maybe 200 at a certain percent body fat would be a goal. And I'm using this just as an example. But this is where we have to be careful is when we set goals, it has to be something we have never accomplished before. So the brain is wired to seek rewards and avoid pain or discomfort, including fear. So when fear of failure creeps into the mind of the goal setter, you, it commences to demotivate with a desire to return back to the known comfortable behavior thought patterns. What this means is that when we set a goal, if we have doubt that when we set this goal that's going to push us outside of our comfort zone, our brain doesn't want to experience pain. So when we have doubt if we're going to hit it, that would mean doubt that we're going to succeed, which means failure, and failure to us means pain. So now we start to get this demotivation behind it, like, nah, I'll do it some other time. I'll do this, you know, I'll start next week. And we start to come up with these reason and excuses for why we're not going to go after a goal. And what basically is doing is our autopilot self-protective mechanism is kicking in and demotivating us from going after that goal because it's afraid we are going to fail. And so we have this, if you think of this as a picture, you can see this at the bottom of a picture is this mental line of support. And I call this where rock bottom is, that we absolutely are fed up, we're not going to take anymore. And then upwards is this mental line of resistance. And in between is your complacent zone. So where does this mental resistance and support come from? Well, it becomes from our beliefs, our values, our emotions, and our past experiences. All of this form of this boundary, right? This floor and this ceiling of where we live is based on our beliefs, our values, our emotions, and our past experiences. And these are all very powerful aspects or components of the mental line of resistance and mental line of support. So as we start to make progress towards our goals, we get closer to the mental line of resistance and, quote, things start to happen. And we go back and forth between the mental line of support, the mental line of resistance. We keep going back and forth. And this seesaw effect or shark's tooth effect or up and down is what really creates our complacent zone. So as we get closer to our mental line of resistance, we may feel frustration from lack of progress. We maybe feel fear that we're not going to succeed. We'll make excuses. Well, I've gotten this far, so let's go from 300 to 200 at a certain percent. Once you start to reach the, 205, 210, oh, I'm doing good. I'll have a piece of pie now. I'll do this. And then we start making excuses and we don't keep the action going. And then we start to plummet back down to the mental line of support. That mental line of support could be 300 pounds again. We hit it. We go, we're fed up. We're going to go, we're going to put it in place, and we hit and we start to achieve things that we've done before because it's within our complacent zone. But as we get to that goal, which has to be outside the mental line of resistance, this is where procrastination comes in. This is where fear, frustration, excuses. So when you start to experience those things as you're going after your goal, know you're getting closer to hitting your goal because that's your unconscious mind putting barriers up there, refusing you to change. And so what makes up our complacent zone is our, so we have these boundaries, right, that are your beliefs, your values, your past experiences, your emotions. That's the boundary. So what is inside the complacent zone itself? Well, that's made up of environment, people, places, or things, right? The people that encourage us or don't encourage us, the places that we normally go, the things that we have and do. Our capabilities, our skills and talents keep us within that complacent zone. If we think we can't do something, oh, I've never done that before, that's a skill or a talent. And so we automatically restrict ourselves from moving beyond it based on our skills and talents. And our behavior, our habits and routines keep us locked in within our complacent zone. And our story. This is the most powerful phenomenon or aspect of our complacent zone. It's what we tell ourselves and tell others on why we can't reach our goals. Well, if I had more time, if I had more support, if my spouse would support me, if I could just learn how to cook, if I could just learn how to save money, blah, 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 right? That's all our story on why we stay within the complacent zone. And when you take this a picture of it, and I'm actually, if you are listening to this one only, if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see some graphs that I've put together for this podcast on my YouTube channel. And it's Warrior Mind Coach. Just look up YouTube Warrior Mind Coach or Greg Swanson so you can see the graphs on this. But here it is. We have this mental support, this mental line of resistance. We know what causes it. It's our beliefs, our values, our emotions. And we have this complacent zone, which we bump up and down, back and forth. And it's because of our story, our environment, our behaviors, our capabilities. And we never get out of it. We never get out of it unless we truly, truly address the mental strength component of it. So breaking out of our complacent zone requires goal setting, meaning doing something new that you've never done before. It means mental rehearsal, seeing yourself accomplish that goal. It means energy management. When you're not feeling like it, how do you get yourself pumped up? And self-talk, giving yourself powerful affirmations so that you can bust through it. And when you're able to apply the mental strength to this, you will be part of the 1% of peak performance zone. So within the mental support and mental resistance is 99% of your normal performance. There's complacent zone, performance zone, high performance zone, but your peak performance zone is outside that mental line of resistance. And that's where I want all of you to play. So I hope that was informing. Again, if you're listening to this only, please bump over to my YouTube channel. There are some excellent graphs on there. If you're watching this on IGTV or YouTube, great. You've seen the graphs for it. And next time we will discuss, I'm not too sure yet. I will give it some thought and see what comes up with my clients. But in the meantime, please visit warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu to find the blog, to find this blog, to find the show notes, to find the podcast. There's a whole bunch of great other things there on the site. And again, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and even just follow me wherever you would like to. And I'm underneath the moniker of Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.